Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, and we are transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Dio Girau, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, January 8, 2025. We'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have a feature on the city of Buenos Aires. We'll have two tourism-related features, one on the city of Buenos Aires and another one on the Ibera wetlands in the province of Corrientes. And we'll also be marking some music-related anniversaries today. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXA. This show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5850 kHz, also via our webpage rai.com.ar, and also via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. It's available for both Android and Apple phones. We are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. The Argentine government denies Nicolás Maduro's accusations of a plot against Venezuela's vice president. Uruguay's new government to push for a euthanasia legalization bill. Panama reaffirms sovereignty over the canal following Donald Trump's recent comments. Argentina's central bank forecasts 2025 inflation at 25%. UN forces in Haiti to intensify actions against gangs. Sports, another Argentine joins the Premier League. And these are the news. The Argentine government has dismissed accusations by Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro regarding an alleged plot to assassinate his vice president Delcy Rodríguez. Maduro claimed that Argentine border guard Nahuel Gallo, detained in Venezuela a month ago, had entered the country to carry out the assassination. In a statement, Argentina's foreign ministry called the accusations false and unfounded, aimed at distracting from Venezuela's internal crisis. The statement also reiterated demands for Gallo's immediate release. Gallo's family stated that he traveled to Venezuela to visit his partner and child living there. However, Maduro countered that claim, alleging on television that Gallo's wife actually resides in Argentina. Maduro also assured that over 100 foreign mercenaries were arrested recently for planning terrorist actions in Venezuela. Tensions rise as Maduro's third term inauguration approaches on January 10, with countries like Argentina recognizing opposition leader Edmundo González Urrutia as the rightful election winner. González has also claimed that his son-in-law, Rafael Tudares, was kidnapped by government agents yesterday. In Uruguay, discussions on euthanasia legalization are expected to resume with the inauguration of President-elect Yamandú Orsi in March. This was confirmed by incoming legislator Federico Preve, a member of Orsi's leftist Frente Amplio party. A previous bill on dignified death stalled in the Senate, but Preve revealed bipartisan support for a renewed proposal. He described legal euthanasia as a right for many in challenging situations and expressed optimism about passing the bill before the end of the year. Panama reaffirmed its sovereignty over the Panama Canal following recent remarks by Donald Trump. Panamanian Foreign Minister Javier Martinez Acha emphasized the canal's status as an irreversible achievement of the Central American nation. And this comes in response to Trump's comments, where he did not rule out using military force to regain control of the canal. Argentina's central bank predicts a 25.9% inflation rate for 2025, a significant drop from the 2024 rate, which exceeded 100%. The forecast is based on a survey of banks and economic consultancy firms. The report also estimates inflation to decline to around 15% in 2026 and then to 10%, I repeat, 10% in 2027, which will be the final year of Javier Milei's first term. In Haiti, the UN-led international force plans to intensify operations against gangs controlling large parts of the Caribbean nation. Kenyan commander Godfrey Otunje, leading the multinational contingent, announced that 2025 will bring increased pressure on criminal groups. The task force, including troops from El Salvador, the Bahamas, Jamaica and Belize, recently welcomed reinforcements from Guatemala. Otunje vowed that the gangs will soon face the full extent of our determination and declare that the reign of terror would end this year. And now, sports. Another Argentine player is heading to the English Premier League. Julio Soler joins Bournemouth from Lanús. The English club confirmed the signing of the 19-year-old on social media. While financial terms were not disclosed, reports suggest a $10 million transfer fee. Soler represented Argentina in the Paris 2024 Olympics with the youth national team and has been called up to the senior team, even though he has not yet made his debut. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
And today is the 90th anniversary, yes, 90 years from the birth of the king of rock and roll. Elvis Aaron Presley was born on January 8, 1935. Well, I'm not going to say anything that hasn't been said about the importance of Mr. Presley. A figure that really kicked off rock and roll and was copied by many here in Argentina, most notably Sandro, Roberto Sanchez, aka Sandro, a very popular singer not only in Argentina but in Latin America, really shaped his onstage persona after Elvis Presley. He performed music that was slightly influenced by Presley's sound in the beginning of his career. But well, Presley was a figure larger than life and was born exactly 90 years ago. And in order to honor him, we're gonna play one of his famous tunes, All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Most people, Buenos Aires means basically tango. There are good reasons that explain why this city and its music have become synonyms. The tango expresses, like no other music, the spirit of a capital where millions of immigrants have blended their history and feelings with those of Argentina, the country that so kindly welcomed them. But visitors can find much more in Buenos Aires. For example, a charming city, proud of its parks and monuments. A city that knew how to embellish its downtown profile with dozens of towers and domes. A metropolis which rushes and bustles in the financial quarters, but loves the pleasant quietness of the old neighborhood backyards. A city that gets excited by shopping at luxurious malls and enjoys the simple ritual of drinking coffee at the old bar in the neighborhood. A city that dearly treasures the old houses and stone-paved streets in the south and shows off in the north, reflecting the sky on the glass walls of modern buildings. A Buenos Aires that devotes much time to explore literary novelties and takes pleasure in giving support to hundreds of art exhibitions, and becomes full of thundering cheers at soccer stadiums where multitudes cheer their favorite teams. The modern together with the old. The quiet near the restless. The distinguished next to the ordinary. All different and yet all blending in. A capital in which diversity became the most charming characteristic. Charming, like the tango, as beautiful as her women. Buenos Aires appeals to the heart. A communicated port, cosmopolitan, and open to all philosophical and artistic trends, Buenos Aires has an intense cultural activity. The calendar includes more than 2,000 annual events. There are plastic arts exhibitions, concerts, ballet performances, cinema and theater festivals, and a great number of contests and competitions, organized by official and private institutions. There is a growing number of shows in parks, squares, and soccer stadiums. In addition, there is a full program of business and scientific congresses, seminars, and exhibitions, which in many cases are international. These events convoke thousands of foreign visitors who sustain the marked growth of the hotel business. Guests get in touch with a capital that normally exceeds their expectations. The city has more than 70 different types of museums, around 150 public libraries, a number which is duplicated if private institutions and educational institutes are included. The International Fair, the book from the author to the reader, is one of the most important in its type around the world and shows the importance of the publishing business, which has made Buenos Aires one of the main centers of the Spanish-American book. During the month of April each year, contact between authors and readers is promoted, and the fair becomes a privileged environment for conferences and debates. The creative rhythm of local artists supports the activity of art galleries, large in number, even for a big city. There are more than 50 galleries devoted to the exhibition and sale of paintings, sculptures, engravings, drawings, tapestry, and other plastic arts. Visitors are also surprised by the dimension of the antiques business, which includes simple objects used by the popular classes in the old times to magnificent works produced by European artists and firms. This abundance is a result of the large purchasing power of the aristocracy of Buenos Aires from 1880 to 1930, when entire families used to stay for long periods in Europe, buying objects with the money produced by their wealthy farms in Argentina. Among the buildings that characterize the 9 de Julio Avenue, none is so well known as the Teatro Colón, one of the most important in the world of opera. It is located less than 200 meters from the Obelisco and occupies the block where the city's central railway station used to stand in the past. It is one of the most harmonious buildings in Buenos Aires, the product of the wealthiest period of Argentina, which explains why it is entirely monumental. The auditorium, 75 meters long, and of semi-circular form, is the largest of its type in the world and provokes admiration for its exceptional acoustics. The public is distributed in 632 orchestra seats and 142 balconies, which together accommodate 2,500 people. The golden and garnet colors predominate in the decoration, illuminated by dozens of Belle Époque lights. The 700 lamps of the central chandelier has a diameter of 7 meters and weighs 2,500 kilos. There is space enough for 20 musicians or for the personnel in charge of special effects. When it is raised, it is lodged in the center of a great dome painted by Master Raúl Soldi. Out of sight from the public, in three underground floors that extend under the Avenue 9 de Julio, next to Arturo Toscanini Street, a citadel operates which combines sculpture, scenery, tailors and shoemaker shops, entirely devoted to the staging of opera and ballet. The Museum of Lyric Art and Musical Instrument remains permanently open to the public. For decades, the Colón has been a part of the circuit of large concert halls in the world, and the list of orchestras, conductors, choreographers, ballet and opera stars who have performed on its stage includes the most important international figures. In addition, the Colón Theater trains professionals and has its own artistic staff. Its High Institute of Arts is a renowned place for singers, musicians, and dancers. It has given fame to international celebrities such as Julio Boca or Paloma Herrera, among others. The main facade of the Colón Theater faces the large Plaza Lavalle, which occupies an area of three blocks with immense trees growing there for more than a century. A few steps from there is the Federal Law Palace, site of the judicial power of the nation. And two blocks to the north, on Córdoba Avenue, the Teatro Nacional Cervantes is where various plays are staged, generally from the classical repertoire. It is the site of the Argentine Official Comedy Theater and the National Theater Museum, utilized for the presentation of new books as well as for conferences and seminars. Buenos Aires is one of the largest Spanish-speaking cities. Almost 3 million people live here, including the vast Greater Buenos Aires area, where population figures reach 11 million. There are more than 15,000 industrial plants, 100,000 shops of all types and categories, and most of the financial services of the country. As capital of the Republic, it concentrates most of the major central administration agencies and is the site of the three federal powers, with headquarters at the Government House, also known as the Casa Rosada, the National Congress Building, and the Federal Law Courts Palace. Located on the west bank of the River Plate, the city enjoys a pleasant climate with an average annual temperature of 17 degrees centigrade, a mild winter, and warm summers, which may register temperatures above 30 degrees centigrade. But the name Buenos Aires has nothing to do with climatic conditions. It derives from the devotion its founders felt for the Virgin Bonaria, protector of Mediterranean sailors. Its origin goes back to 1536, when Pedro de Mendoza built a precarious fortress by the river. Abandoned 5 years later, and founded again in 1580 by Juan de Garay, its presence guaranteed the domain of the Spanish Empire in the River Plate and its immense territories. The strategic location and the impressive cattle raising on the vast pastures of the Pampas were the keys to development. Slowly, the initial group of houses made of mud and straw made Buenos Aires one of the most important cities in the Spanish Empire in America. At the end of the 18th century, it was designated capital of the Viceroyalty of the River Plate. With the May 1810 revolution, Buenos Aires initiated a process that led to the end of the Spanish dominion in South America. And in 1880, after a long period of civil confrontations, it became the capital of the Republic. Since that moment, Buenos Aires attracted capital investors and witnessed the settlement of industries, railways, power plants, and gigantic port works. At the same time, parks and avenues were drawn. Streets were stone paved, subways were built, and one of the largest tramway networks in the world was laid on its territory. The development absorbed multitudes of European immigrants to the extent that during many years, foreigners were more numerous than Argentine inhabitants. The boom of commerce and administration contributed to the emergence of a vast middle class, which strongly characterizes this city, and the development of culture accompanied this process. Together with the evolution of theater, journalism, literature, fine arts, and music, a new phenomenon, the tango, conferred a distinct profile to Buenos Aires. Absolute reflection of the nostalgic and frequently skeptical vision of life, typical of the porteños, the tango played a decisive role in the identity of Buenos Aires. It was a result of the transformation experienced by the city when a powerful European immigration stream merged with the heritage of Spaniards, natives, and black inhabitants from earlier centuries. It originated anonymously in brothels and in suburban settlements towards 1880, constituting for decades a marginal and censorable music interpreted by trios of violin, flute, and guitar. Around 1900, the bandoneon, with its sad and melancholic sound, joined the tango, never to abandon it. Although the bandoneon is of German origin, the tango adapted its harmonious eloquence to express the feelings of Buenos Aires and it finally became the most typical tango instrument. Later on, other instruments were incorporated, and large tango orchestras were formed, but no musical group ever omits the bandoneon. At the beginning, the tango was danced only by men, but very soon it was adopted by couples, who danced close together like no other dancers had dared to until then.
Yo soy del barrio de tres esquinas.
Tangos with lyrics, tangos to be sung, appeared around 1915 and were definitely epitomized by Carlos Gardel.
Rinconcito arrabalero con el toldo de cereza de tu patio que quiero.
A singer with a prodigious voice and extraordinary interpretation talents, who after his death, at a plane accident, became a virtual national hero for Argentines in general and for porteños in particular. From its common and somewhat sinful origin until its acceptance at ballrooms and its international success, the tango passed through various periods. Its lyrics at the beginning, descriptive and simple, reached high poetic levels afterwards. And without abandoning the characteristic quadruple time, the musical compositions were enriched, accompanied by the social evolution of Buenos Aires. Nothing reflects the city of open yards, ornamental gratings, and stone-paved streets so well as the tangos of the so-called Guardia Vieja, or Old Guard. Few tangos invite so much to dance as those popularized by the orchestras of the 40s and 50s. As tango fans say, they can make dancers polish the floors. And the cosmopolitan city, opposite to the one that keeps the flavor of the old neighborhoods and resists the invasion of multitudes, is clearly reflected by the tangos of Aníbal Troilo and Astor Piazzolla. There is a vast bibliography analyzing in detail the history of the tango and the authors of lyrics, orchestras, and singers, and thousands of records that reflect the different periods and styles. Bookstores and music shops dedicate specific sectors to the music of Buenos Aires, but nothing substitutes the feeling provoked by seeing tango dancers, or even more, by the personal experience of dancing such a sensual rhythm. For this purpose, in addition to shows, often offered by theaters, there are places where it is possible to get in direct contact with singers, musicians, and dancers. They are called tanguerias, opened at night, and usually offer dinner, a show, and even the possibility of dancing. During some tours around the city, it is possible to listen to tangos played by independent street musicians, or to dance outdoors at fairs and exhibitions.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Hey, there's another anniversary to mark today, and quite an important one in terms of music. 12 years younger than Elvis was David Bowie. He was born on January 8, 1947, and another massive figure in the history of rock, always recognized for his...avant-garde sound, for always being ahead of his time with the innovation, and he did it all in his career. We're gonna play to honor him, not a track by him, but a cover of one of his most famous songs by an Argentine group. You of course remember the song Heroes. We're going to play Héroes, which is the Spanish language version of Heroes of David Bowie by Argentine group Fricción, which was fronted by guitarist and singer Richard Coleman.
desterrarlos, podemos echarlos por una vez. Podemos ser héroes por una vez. Vos, mediocre sutil, y yo, tomando sin parar, porque somos.
Thank you. RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents. The Iberá Wetlands in the province of Corrientes. In the heart of the province of Corrientes in northeastern Argentina, in the borderline with Brazil, we find the Iberá Wetlands or marshes.Or the shining water in Guarani, the native language of the region. The wetlands or marshes mark the entrance door to one of the largest natural reserves of fresh water in the world, the so-called Guarani Aquifer System. Located about 800 kilometers from the city of Buenos Aires, they can be reached by plane in only 2 hours.By car or bus in about 11 hours. From the city of Mercedes, where the bus station is, there are still 115 kilometers along a rubble road till the locality of Carlos Pellegrini in the southern margin of the aquifer. Further on, there are other villages in the northern part of the reservoir, such as Concepción,150 kilometers, San Miguel, 170, and Loreto and Ituzaingó, both close to Posadas, which are some of the other shoreline places along the Iberá marshes where visitors can enjoy a unique experience surrounded by the most awesome natural views. The natural paradise hosts the characteristic reptile of the area,the alligator, a reptile of the family of the crocodile, the deer of the swamps, the river wolf, a member of the otter family, and the so-called aguaraguazú, the long-legged fox of black snout. All of them, species distinguished as natural monuments of the province of Corrientes.
Que no vuelve, no Ya no relincha de gozo Y triste, muy triste me encuentro yo Y fue en ese mismo tiempo Hace 2 años que se marchó Pobre mi caballo va Como llorar cuando él murió atacó una peste fiera que de repente se lo llevó se revolcaba en el campo y como flecha me le pilló y me clavó sus ojazos como diciendo curame vosPobre mi caballo va como llorando cuando él murió Mi pobre caballo va yo como una piedra se endureció Lo enterro en un pozo hondo en el potrero donde nació Maldigo la suerte perra que un día se lo llevó
Último llanto
Pobre mi caballo va, yo pongo a llorar cuando él murió.
Tourists can choose between lodging at any of the localities around the Ibora Lagoons and start the day by watching the thick vegetation and the animals of the place. Go on photographic safaris, horse riding, canoe rides or trekking. The species of water plants characteristic of the Ibora wetlands are the pond or water lily, the aguapé, the water sequins and the poppies. All of them playing an important role within the ecosystem. 350 bird species flock the skies, long and wide, the Ibora wetlands. Among them, the grey heron, the toucan, the stork and the bigua. Fishing lovers reach the Ibora waters to take part of the tournaments and parties that pay homage to this precious and abundant natural resource. A large part of the gastronomy is based on the dorado, the golden fish, spotted surubin, the surubi, tush, boga and baku, that can be seen in more than 60 lagoons within the Ibora wetlands. They can be grilled or cooked in elaborate dishes, cold or hot, for the tourists to choose and enjoy the different regional tastes. To these typical dishes, we must add the yuca, a sort of potato, a minor hunting species. Everything within a context that surrounds the natural reserve, turning the place into a magic place in order to discover tastes, aromas, and textures, and unique species in a majestic rainbow of natural, infinite colors. Laborious hands are set to work many months in advance, sewing the costumes the street musicians and dancers will wear during the provincial carnival festivities, the most important of Argentina. It is a respected tradition during these festivities the possibility of getting to know the different costumes of the several localities in the province and the country through a true artistic performance in costumes and floats. In the city of Mercedes, the most awesome carnival festivity is carried out. Other localities follow, such as Goya, Paso de los Libres, Monte Caseros, Curuzú Cuatiá, Santo Tomé, Alvear, Bella Vista, and Corrientes Capital City, among others. Catchy rhythms, traditions, and colors go around the province, leaving behind splendorous nights for the visitors who arrived in January and February.
Tengo mi rancho lindo en el medio del estero, donde cantan las calandrias y te despiertan los perros. Mi rancho es como cualquiera, una tranquera, un eucalipto, dos perros chicos y uno más grande, y un ñandú guacho que viene y va. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? Aquí llega poca gente, hay 3 leguas del poblado. Hay que nadar en los pasos con caballos vaqueanos. Y tengo 14 hijos y ya me fijo que la patrona anda panzona mientras mamanda en la cocina al más menor. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir? El viento a favor me trae las bombas desde el poblado. Son las fiestas patronales, la novena ha comenzado. Hay baile todos los días, yo no me iría. Hace 2 años que el comisario quiso palparme, le dije sí que me va a tocar. No quiero irme de aquí, ¿a dónde me voy a ir?
Mate, one of the most rooted Argentine traditions, is a hot beverage of water and dry yerba mate, cradled in the province of Corrientes. For the local people, the offer of mate to the visitors is a clear symbol of hospitality. For those tourists who enjoy light tastes, mate cocido is offered, a sort of yerba mate infusion served in cups for breakfast, accompanied by tortas fritas, individual pies made of flour, butter, and animal fat, sweet or salty. Moreover, the yerba mate was also used to prepare ice creams, pizzas, empanadas, sauces, and desserts, such as alfajores and pastry. On very hot days, the classical mate is replaced by tiriri, a dry yerba ground leaves in cold water with ice and lemon. Another famous and delicious provincial taste lies in the chipa, a sort of small bun made of cassava starch, milk, hard cheese, butter, and eggs. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places. An event hits the province every January the 8th. Almost 400,000 people walk in pilgrimage to the most humble of the Argentine popular sacred places the Catholic Church rejects, the Gauchito Hill. They do so on this date because in 1878, the Gauchito Gil was hanged by an army soldier. In the place where he died, there's a main sanctuary, located 8 kilometers off the city of Mercedes in the province of Corrientes, the entrance door to the Ibera marshes. Seconds before dying, the chronic of the time tells us that Antonio Gil assured his executioner that he would pray for him before the latter returned to his home, so that he could find his sick child cured. And so it was. Lately, the Gauchito Gil became extremely popular, so much so that it does not make any difference between social classes or any barriers of any kind. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Wetlands of Ibera, in the province of Corrientes. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
And we've got time for one more song, and going back to Elvis, whose 90th birth anniversary is marked today, and we're going to play now a cover of a track made famous by Elvis. It's actually a song written by Carl Perkins, whose version is also quite famous, but I would say that Elvis, many would agree, is of the most famous rendition of Blue Suede Shoes, a song Perkins wrote in 1955. Elvis' version was released the following year. Now, what we're gonna have now is a Spanish language version of the track Zapatos de Gamuza Azul by Argentine singer Morris.
Todo mi dinero me puede robar, mi coche nuevo puede chocar, pero por favor no me pises ya nunca mis zapatos, zapatos de gamuza azul, y no me pises jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul. Me puede matar, también asesinar, todo mi dinero me puede robar, mi coche nuevo. Zapatos de gamuza azul, y no me pise jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul. Mañana muy temprano voy a trabajar, al lío en la oficina con el jefe principal. Bailé un rock and roll y me quisieron echar, pero lo que nunca lograrán es pisarme mis zapatos, zapatos de gamuza azul, y no me pise jamás mis zapatos de gamuza azul.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And let's go over the headlines again before signing off. The Argentine government denies Nicolás Maduro's accusations of a plot against Venezuela's vice president. Uruguay's new government to push for a euthanasia legalization bill. Panama reaffirms sovereignty over the canal following Donald Trump's recent comments. Argentina's central bank forecasts 2025 inflation at 25%. UN forces in Haiti to intensify actions against gangs. And sports, another Argentine to join the Premier League. And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Wednesday, January 8, 2025. Our sound technician was Diego Girau and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This is a show that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rae.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, available for free for Android and Apple phones. Thank you for listening, folks. Join us tomorrow for a new program of RAE. Ciao.